This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush has decided who he would like to take charge of NASA. Sean O'Keefe is not a scientist, not a space enthusiast, but he is a very accomplished manager. Some scientists at NASA privately refer to him as a bean counter. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that skeptical NASA employees and other observers also acknowledge that maybe a bean counter is what the space agency needs now.
Sean O'Keefe is currently deputy director of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, but people at NASA know him as the guy who is constantly pointing out that building the full space station will cost $5 billion more than expected.
This is a person who's been very critical of the way they go about their business, and all of a sudden he's the boss.
John Logsdon is director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University.
They're not going to stand up and cheer this appointment. They're going to wait, I think, holding their breath to see what happens.
Logsdon says O'Keefe's task will be, in essence, to rescue the space station. The crew has been cut back from 7 to 3. The science program has essentially been put on ice. The current administrator, Dan Golden, is a visionary, but Logsdon says NASA doesn't need vision right now. It needs solid management.
Dan Golden, there's never going to be another NASA administrator like him. I mean, his combination of energy, vitality, vision, neuroses, a difficult personality. I mean, he was one of a kind. I think he's left his mark, and mainly for the better, on the agency. But I think the NASA will want to take a deep breath as Dan goes out the door.
Some scientists at NASA hope O'Keefe will help build support at the White House. In the early 90s, O'Keefe worked with Dick Cheney as chief financial officer of the Defense Department. But O'Keefe was not on many people's top 10 list for this job.
Could I have made a list of the top 10 people? I'm not sure anybody knew that there were 10 out there willing to take the job under the circumstances.
Howard McCurdy is a longtime NASA watcher at American University.
It's a scary agency to run, because if the agency succeeds in its program, then everybody gets the credit. But if something goes terribly wrong, then the NASA administrator has to take the blame.
If human spaceflight cannot be brought down in cost, human spaceflight may end, he says. For that reason, O'Keefe is probably the right person to head NASA at this time.
It's often said that in political campaigning that half the money spent on a political campaign is wasted, but nobody knows which half. Well, in the same way, at least a third of the money spent on the space station has been wasted, and the trick is to have someone in the driver's seat who understands which third it is. You can't cut the bone, but you can cut the fat, and knowing where the fat is going to be crucial. That's what his background is. He's an expert in financial management.
In the next few years, NASA also hopes to land 2 spacecraft on Mars, launch a number of Earth-observing satellites, and a new space telescope. Sean O'Keefe is not speaking publicly until his confirmation hearings in the Senate, but Bob McClure, who worked with him at Syracuse University, says the impression of O'Keefe as a cold cost cutter is wrong.
If you know any of the people who have worked with him, this is a man that engenders great loyalty among the people who work with him, great affection. He's tough, thoughtful, experienced, but hatchet man, nah.
McClure says O'Keefe comes to work early, goes home late to his family. He never mentioned wanting to send someone to Mars, something Dan Golden said all the time. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.